Yeah, okay. So we're in Siman Shin Chaf Ches, Sif Chaf Aleph. Shara Adam Kilurin Me Erev Shabbos. Kilurin was a type of a medication which people would put into their eyes, and it was could be used for refuah purposes. It could be used for just for rechitza purposes. And you can put it onto the eyes in Shabbos. It just looks like you're washing. The person's not closing and opening his eyes, you know, fluttering them open and shut to get the medication inside. Okay. So now, vis-a-vis the individual who's watching, they can't tell he's taking medication. But what about the person himself? He will draw the conclusion you can take medication on Shabbos. And he'll come to... We're not worried about the person coming to grind herbs. Because that itself, that you have to go and before Shabbos soak it, you can't make the concoction on Shabbos, that itself will act as a reminder not to come to grind. Sifchof Aleph. Mishavur Sifchot Nusamaches. Kilurin. But Dafka Bekilur Tzolo, it's a clear Kilur. Shows nearer kerech. It looks like water. But if it's thick, so it's obvious that there's a medication. Also, commercial cost of assimilation base of hay. This sif comes up over there also. Samach tes v'chashina nutzolimer. Even though somebody else can't tell, but to who he hayodeya should refuah kovet. He knows he's doing it for a fool, so why is it mutter for him? For him, there is something to remind him that he shouldn't grind on Shabbos, because you have to make the concoction before Shabbos. Now, in Sif Chav was putting wine in the eye. And you're doing it for a full purpose. And we said if it wasn't obvious, it's mutter. So that works for everybody else. So what about him? And over there, there was nothing done before Shabbos. So why is that okay over there? Shani Hosam Lakim and the Derek Lirchitz Beyayan the Tanuk Ba'alma. People do use it for other purposes. So people don't, you know, even the person who's doing it himself says, you know, it's not such a significant action that he's doing. But over here, I was correcting myself, it was only done for refuah purposes, so you need a specific hacker, and the hacker was that normally they would do it right before you used it, they would do it right beforehand, and here the guy is soaking it the day beforehand, what's this? Must be you can't do refuah on Shabbos. In other words, that itself, it was out of the ordinary in the regards to the way it was done. Okay.
What? Prepared it
from my Shabbos? Correct. Sifka base. Maviren Gilde Hamaka. They would soak they would put the kilurin, which is some type of a liquid, they would put it into soak it into the water. They make a Maviren Gilde Hamaka, Vesokhan Yusa Bashem. Person has a scab remaining on the wound, so you could soak it with oil to soften it, to help it like smooth out, etc.
Oh, good evening, back to
Coop. Avoloi b'chelev nimuach. You can't use tallow because tallow melts, and that's a problem of you're causing something to smooth out, etc. That's a separate problem. Now v'afilu b'gmar maka deleka alatzara. It's not even necessary at the beginning of the maka. It's more important, necessary. But at the end of the, where it's just because of tzar, so maybe we weren't matter just for the tzar purpose, yes, it makes it softer and makes it less painful, that's also matter. You can't mix hot water together with the oil and put it on. So that they would do for refuah purposes to help the wound heal, etc. litnol out. You can't put it into some type of a cloth, a piece of soft cloth, to then put that moich with the hot water and the oil on the mako. Our noisen who chutz the mako. Moshe says we are the mako. We will allow him to put it further up the body, and then it will drip down. So again, there's going to be a hecker right now. That's not the only way to do it. If you're doing it for a food purpose, you would stick it directly on. So it doesn't look like you're doing it for a food. Sivkotan ayin. You can rub it with oil. We mentioned this a day before already. It was normal for the people which are healthy to rub oil on. It was not obvious for refuah. But he says, Vain be mashe kosev haramo besimen shen chavzayin sif al ba gobe in yin medina yisein. That nowadays we don't do sikha b'shem. So it's obvious to do it for refuah. So, but it's only also if it's actually refuah. Therefore, mistabra the b'gemar maki gabe medina seder shori b'shem. I mean, if I want to go right now and this job is to put oil on my, I'm allowed to put oil, there's nothing wrong with putting oil on. So most people don't do it. So what? But if I'm doing it for a fool, that's already obviously doing it for a fool because it wasn't not going to do anything else. Nobody else does it anyway. So that's a problem if you're doing it. It's obviously doing it for a fool. It's also, but if it's not really a fool because the end of the mock anyway doesn't really need anything, it's just relieving some pain, that doesn't go into the use. Avolav bechelev. But the name of Shem and Hayakarush, the same thing. If the oil had congealed, you can't the dam of the chayav. That would be functioning like the tallow that it's melting when you're rubbing it on, and that's the problem of the melacha of mimareach.
So if we're very lenient with the end of a scab or something, and we would put on oil or something like that, and how do we differentiate between something like that, which is very light and dry skin, which could either go either way with refuah then?
Well, the model of the Gemara Maki is, by definition, it's not a refuah. It's already, the refuah really is there, it's just a question of relieving, you know, just relieving some of the discomfort. Theoretically, if a person would want to put oil on to dry skin, oil, not, you know, not something which is like a medicated cream, it's certainly, you know, not a cream or a lotion, but oil. Probably mutter.
Because oil is not a recognized method of relieving dry skin nowadays?
Right.
Okay.
One thing I want to point out, I think we discussed this once, or somebody just asked me the shiloh recently, I can't remember which one, that taking a cream, you know, which is absorbed, and rubbing it into the point that it gets absorbed is not the memareach. It's not also the memareach. It might have refuah issues, depending what it is, but it won't have memareach. Memareach is taking an item and spreading it out. Getting it absorbed, rubbing to the point it gets absorbed is not a problem. Even though along the way you sort of spread it out, that's not called memareach.
So toothpaste, it's becoming liquid. It's not
No, you don't absorb it into the skin.
Right.
So are there issues then with like diaper creams and things like that? Which I thought it was because of the consistency that it was an issue.
A lot of the other creams you don't rub in. You don't rub into the skin. You don't rub into the point they get absorbed. You rub them on. Some of them you actually rub in. Some of the medicated ones, different scenarios, you rub them in. Those are mutter.
Because you have such a thin layer afterwards. And if there's some sort of build-up afterwards, that's the issue of memareach, or is it? I guess I'm not so sure what the.
In other words, the memareach on the raisa level was taking something and smoothing it. So the one said, if you take a cream and you smooth it, it's also memareach.
Durabana,
because it's not done. You know, depending, if you take something which is a full hard, like a Vaseline, then you would pass it would be derisa. You're talking about something which is totally hard, almost it's a full solid basically, and you make it into, you're spreading it out. You start with most of your creams. They're softer a little bit, so that's not going to be derisa.
The issue whether it runs or not.
If it runs, could be it's not even derbonin. If it totally runs. but it's because you're, again, it has to be just smoothing something out. If I rub it into the point that it's absorbed, there's nothing to smooth out.
Interesting. Okay.
Now he has a gears over here. The gears which he has. Look at Sarah Elatani Baum. That's the gears which he has, and we don't have that phrase. We have like Elatzara Bashori. It's not Sarah. It's only Tainuk. So it wasn't even for discovery. It just makes it feel better. Can't Sarah Lerman? That's the correct way to put the gears up. What the Kiddush is Sarah Lerman? Ritzel Lerman. The after Behema also Mishum Tainuk Baum. Kill the Kamam and say Mishum Lama Beis Beis. Tainuk Baum is not motivated by Behema. For the Hachi Baum Bashori, the very person they were matured. I will ain't noise them, but you can't mix together shemen with hot water. There was that muchamilsa to shuhul rafua. It's obviously doing it for rafua. Merov and yachad b'cham and levad masher megan rum the shori come up with shemen levad. Just hot water alone, they didn't answer. Like a b'moich, you can't put it on top of a piece of cloth. Was that filo cham and lechud do minchah shuhul rafua? Even though it's just hot water, which I just told you is not obvious, it's for a fool. Gam ken osur, it's also because of mishum schita, because the liquid will then squeeze out from the cloth onto the skin, which is what you want. You wanted the liquid to come out. Abashem l'chud, look, it's written, they ain't kibus b'shem and kilka'el b'sim and shinyates. But if it would just be putting oil on the moich, on this cloth, that would not be osur. Because the malach of skita, we're talking about it as it squeezes out, it cleans out the cloth. It doesn't apply to oil. Capital merch to put it on. Or alternatively, even if the cloth, the gauze was on the maka already, you can't pour the water and the shemen on the cloth. It's not only an ulcer because you're doing it separately, even if it's ready on the body, you can't add this. You can also lead to the chamin, reshemin, chamalud. You can't put the mixture of oil and hot water, or hot water by itself. What you could do is nois and chus lamaka, blow mucha milsa to refua. It's not obvious for refua because you're putting it further up the body where it's healthy. Why are you doing it there? So this would be mutter even nowadays. Which we don't use oil, but it's obviously still not for refuah. Okay. Chav Kimmel. Noisin Svoig, you can put a sponge, chlichos begodim yveshim, dry pieces of cloth, cut pieces of cloth, v'chadoshim, which are new, they don't heal it. They just protect the wound. They shouldn't get irritated from the rubbing of the clothing on top of it. But old cloth, which is worn out and soft, actually helps the refuah process. I'm not sure exactly what the medicinal properties that it has, but it has medicinal properties. Now, the property that they have only works once. So if it's been used already before, so it's not going to help a second time. The cloth has to be a new piece of cloth. Whereas the sponge doesn't fill up Yeshanim Shari Shanim Rapim. Old sponges don't do any better than new sponges. And therefore, also nowadays, when we don't use clothing for refuah purposes, we don't use cloth for the refuah purposes, so it would be the same thing as the swag. Not like the tour, which says even my swag, it has to be dafka, a new one. The sounds like the psoriasis does heal, and over here you seem to be saying that that's not true. Maybe there's a difference, maybe, and the answer is maybe there's a difference between a wet svoig and a dry svoig. Svoig is a sponge. Okay. Choftalot. Listen, Ola al gabi maka b'shabas, shen ala k'mishamra. You put a leaf on top, the leaf protects the wounds. Chutz mi ola gifanim, shem rafua, leaves from grapevines, grape leaves, help heal it. Gemi, which is some type of a elastic type of a reed, also has apparently medicinal properties to it. Or any type of leaf which we know heals. So you tell me, well, putting eucalyptus leaves helps heal, so if it helps heal, you can't put it there. Gemi. Whether it's dry or wet doesn't make a difference. It's muksa. So, gemi, which is still fresh, you can feed it to your animals. So it's a Michael Behemoth, so it's not muksa. Gemi, which is yaveish, is not usable. So it's muksa. So obviously you can't use it. The answer is, over here we're talking about a case where he designated it before Shabbos for usage. So theoretically, the muksa part you would take care of, but we still have the refuah issue.
Now, even though we don't use these items for refuah nowadays, do these halachas have any effect on how we practice medicine and halacha today? Or not necessarily current.
So, in the mashal, in regards to the begadim, Sir Shlomo Zalman says that nowadays we don't use begadim for refuah, so there'll be no issur putting it on. I want to protect the wound, etc. I only have available as an old piece of cloth, so I can use that too. Not like it says in Sifchav Gimel. In regards to Chavdala with the leaves, I don't know. Problem is, I would have guessed there probably are at least some people which do practice medicine using different types of leaves.
It depends on where you are. If you're out in the wilderness,
it's also possible. But the concept of using different leaves and herbs, and I mean, it's not something which is unheard of. We do that. Okay, so I don't know. I imagine that's still an issue.
The band-aid, a white part of a band-aid, doesn't have the status of
cloth. It's not manape, it just protects, right?
And the cloth
Someone says we don't do that nowadays. We don't have that. We're not familiar with that cloth, so we're not doing that. So it's not a refuah issue.
So it was a special cloth. It wasn't just a stocking.
I don't know what it was, but you know, we're not familiar with it. So chafe ritia. So ritia was basically the equivalent of a gauze pad with some type of medicine, some type of cream on it. This piece of cloth was with a cream on it, which was used. And they would put it onto the makkah. So you know, I put that on the chatchila on Shabbos. It's a form of refuah. You're being merapa by putting on this thing which has this medication. But it was on the makkah already from before Shabbos, and it fell off. Fell off of the wound. Al gabi karka, onto the ground. Lo yachsi renu. Nafal gabi kli is yachsi renu. So this parallels the halachas we have in Hilchos Shehi and Chazara, right? That we say taking something off of the stove, we put it on the ground, it's called, the original placement is ended. And now you take it off the ground, put it back on the stove, it's a new placement, which is Asher and Shabbos. If you put it down into a kli, put it onto the table, that's considered an extension of the original Maisa, and you ought to put it back.
This is what you didn't take it off deliberately, it fell off.
Right, but once it's been on the ground, so we said that that's like it's that's the end of the original placement. You're allowed to go make a, put a new one on a chila on Shabbos with the goy. What to learn from any hoodie losses with tiel mako chibur? You're allowed to tell the goy to make the ritiya and put on the mako. You also need to allow Ephraim mikla. You can't take ash from ash Ephraim mikla is ash from wood which has been consumed. Ephraim mikla, you can't put on ash the murnapa because that is, the Jew can't put add that on sprinkle it on because it heals. But a goy could do that for you.
Now, we're talking here about someone there should who has the din of a chola or not.
Even has the din of a chola, because the gzeir over here isn't gzeir shofu. The gzeir over here is gzeir is mimereach.
The ash?
Well, not the ash, but the...
The
ritia issue is an issue of meruach.
Aha.
Let's see, Mishabura. Chav, Pe'ala. Lo yaksi rena. The Shema yimareach al gabo, lahaklik aguma sheyesh, but you might smooth it out to sort of fill it, make it, you know, make it even. There's some gaps where there's gumas, where there's a gap and there's a hole in it. So you want to fill up with the cream. Meruch matiyah malachu deraisa hi shumachama machik. Spreading out this cream, what they used to use like a fat, etc., was... It would be an issue of the rice if you would do it actively. The case over here was it was on the bandage from before Shabbos, so there's no Xeris Rafu in that situation. Yaxi Reno, so he said if he fell into a clay, you could put it back on. It's like it moved off the place in the body. The body moved off zero. Nobody would say if it moved, shift a little bit on the body, you could put it back to its spot. Okay, now, don't tie it with a knot, which would be a halachically problematic knot because it's made to be permanent. You should tie it with a bow. It fell off by itself. If you took it off, then you can't put it back because that's indicated you're finished with it. Now, some say no, even if you took it off intentionally, you could put it back. And what we make at least in the case where you took it off, just to fix it.
That sounds like the pot on the stove. You took it off.
Yes, it does. But through with a goy, it's mutter to put it on, and it's good to have the goy even make the ratiya. Glasses ratiya. But Shalomer, Alva gav the sias ratiya who malacha the raisa shema machek. Spreading out this thing was the malacha the raisa. Filachim mutter yirei huni. We let the goy do it. But what's the hatter? Because he said before in Sefer Yedayin, you tell a goy to do malacha for chayla she'en basakana. What's called that the wound has weakened them to such a point that the whole body feels ill, feels weak. So then you're allowed to tell the goy to take care of it. Oh, sheesh b'sakana is aver, or potentially it's threatening a limb. So those cases, both cases, we said you can tell a goy to fix to do it. The Iraq mixes clearly is just partially ill. And what the last of malach the raisa, you can't have a goy to malach the raisa for a person who's not really fully ill.
What now? Mixas chola, is that more than mechush? I mean, I didn't realize there was another category.
No, that's like mechush. Mm-hmm. It's a point, not to the point of chola kagufa.
You need chola kagufa or
the equivalent of it,
or yeah. Sakana zaver to be
to have a goy to malach the raisa. Correct. And he said, "You can't put on Ephraim Makla after Rakesed Rabbanan. Kamalkam Ayira Yisrael Atzma Atzer B'Lashini. The Jew can't do it unless he does it with a shini. Now, I feel im chalak al gufa, even if the person was totally ill, so the person's totally ill, why is it mutter? Why is it asr? You're allowed to do melachas drabanan. That even a cholak al gufa is only mutter the current of the third shita if you do it with a shinui. So, what you're allowed to do over here, you have to do it ayirei shinui. Now, he doesn't say what. This is not referring to Xeris. There's no din of shinui on the isser of refuah. If it's chalashim hazakana, refuah is mutter. We say, but besides isser of refuah, you know, there are isser which stand by themselves. It's an isser of malachot or banan of teche. So you can't do malachot or banan of teche unless you do a shinui. So we have this over here, the using efer mikla, there is an isser in it besides refuah, otherwise what are you in a shinui for? Not clear what that is. Chaf vav. So you have the patch on, and you want to clean out the wounds. So, you take off the patch, clean out the wound. We say, well, now you have the problem. You took off the patch intentionally. So we don't want to get involved in that. So megalaksas ritiya mekadech pi amaka. You're allowed to open up the ritiya, one end of the edge of the ritiya, reach in and clean out the area where the wound is. And then you go to the next corner. You can't rub any of the cream on the riti itself, because that the concoction on the head of the riti, because that's mimreach.
We don't have any mission verses on this. No. Okay, so. Why can't we take off the patch completely if it would be sort of like taking off a pot from its spot, holding on to it, and etc.
So I mean, he brought it before in Mishabur in Sifkat and Pebeis, but that's a machlokes. If he took it off intentionally, is that he said one opinion said that's mutter, the other one said that it's aser. So this halacha would go much better according to the one that said that it's aser.
So, if we compare that to a pot though on a fire, why were not both opinions?
So apparently he's not comparing. That's a good question. He's not saying it's similar to the. He's saying the case you're taking off intentionally is worse than the case where it fell off. In the case where it was our matter, the case where it fell off on its own, but taking it off intentionally is worse. So it's not like the case of the pot, correct? You have a ritiya already, which has the. So we said you can't put one on the chachila, but if it's basically healed, you just want to protect it. So you take a ritiya, even though it has some this cream and oil, whatever it is on it. But that's not really your intent, because they don't need to heal it. It's healed already. Pei vav kishemashamra. Well, chashin and shabul the shkikas samamone. He'll come either to make medicine or to spread things out. He's healed already, so the pressure of doing it is not so important to him. So we said this the day before, a person is basically healthy because Al didn't ask the refuah, because we're not afraid the person will get, you know, forget himself and do something wrong. A person who's totally ill, because Al we're not going to exert refuah because the person needs something. The guy in between, he's, it bothers him enough, he's going to forget himself and do something. He doesn't really, really need it, so that's where Chazal asks him. So over here, it's the end of the Makkah, so like, okay, so nish, you know, so he won't do anything. So he's not going to forget himself, it's not that important to him. Okay. Chof Ches. Hamefis Shkin B'Shabbos. The person's opening up a boil on Shabbos. He's lancing the boil. So if it's get a harkat pi amaka to open up, make a large opening, k'derek sharo roifim oisim like doctors do, They make it large. So this is part of the process of a doctor makes an opening, you can take out the liquid, you can put a medication, using it as a way, as an opening into this wound in the body. But in Hifisa Kadesh, his goal was only just to let out the pus, and that's it. He has no intention to put any medication, not opening it to make a usable hole. Then Reza Mutter. Chazal remarked that even through Echvah should have been asked to Rabbanon. I mean, if for this Kabbalah it's the Raisa, so this is like a Mochad Tzil Lagufa, should be the Rabbanon. Chazal remarked the Tzarek the Bukhara. Okay. Mishabura Pei Zion. Hamefis Shkin. Hanashim of Akeo, so you're opening it up. You're cracking it up. Bahoitzi. So if your goal is just to get out the liquid, right? So then it's mutter. When a chashish im tach shabat histum yad, he says he has a mind that once the liquid comes out, it closes up and he can't put any medication in. So he doesn't really care about that. So that's the case which is going to be mutter. The Torah says, all day in Yehudi, if you have an option of using a goy, use a goy. Okay. Mutter li to kodz v'machat. Similarly, Chazal said you're allowed to use a needle to take out a spittle. Rashi social yotzi dam. You shouldn't try to be careful not to cause it to bleed. Double chabur, that's making a wound. After who mekalkal, even though it's not a beneficial, we know melech shabbat is only if it's beneficial, and obviously making a wound or causing yourself to bleed is not considered beneficial. Kamalkam aser hu lechuliyama, mekalkal is still aser. Now, Vav to Bishkin, he tear is Sutter Bana Mishum Tsaro, Mikil Kameh, Chazar Mata, but in case of Shkin, this is the Rabbana of making this hole because of the Tsar, so they should be Mata, this is the Rabbana of making a wound. It's only Mikalko, which is the Rabbana, but they should Mata, the Israel making this wound to get the splinter out because of the pain. He says, no. Hakim, the Epshal Hotse, I can't believe it, so as them, and Labr is Sura Bichti. But the case of getting the pus out, the only way you get the pus out is making an opening. So if you're making the opening, to use the opening for in and out, that's the rice. Just to get the pus out is their bottom. They're a maker, because what's the other option? Over here, we can tell you, be careful, and take the splinter out in a way which it doesn't cause you to bleed. So you can't say that's a necessary part of the process of that the tsar that we're going to be made. Matter.
Why don't we call that some form of shechita or something along those lines, when we even though it's... why wouldn't that be a psikresha in that circumstance?
No, he's saying it wasn't a psikresha. The person, you can, probe with a needle on the skin and get a splinter without causing it to bleed.
But most of the time, let's say when you're dealing with a boil and things like that, you almost certainly you're going to have blood coming out. So why don't we call...
skin? Not from the boil itself, necessarily.
I don't know. I have very little experience with boils, so I'm imagining for most of these kinds of, let's say there's some sort of skin ailment that when you pop it, there's going to be some blood that comes out. So
that's a problem. He wasn't mad to that.
He's not monitoring.
He's
general.
Not to the case where you're lancing it and now it's going to come the pus.
Okay, so would it be secretion then if for sure there's going to be blood coming out?
Yeah, no problem. He wasn't mad to that.
Right. So, even though a makam tsar, you could be in a lot of pain from it.
Right, but he was saying he wasn't matter by the splinter. You can't do it in a way which is going to cause it to bleed, because they do it in a way that doesn't cause it to bleed.
But in the case of the...
Now, the blood which is in there, inside the abscess, inside the pus, that's not the problem. The problem is if you're going to cause the skin... If the only way you can get it is by tearing the skin in a way that you're causing the skin to bleed, they were matter. They had to... was... to lance in a way where you're not causing it to bleed. Obviously, you're just going to bleed.
Yeah, it sounds to me like it's talking about a case where it's got a small opening already, because he says leharchiv.
Well, we said that the point was that the roifim, when they would do it, they wouldn't do a very small opening. They would do a larger opening. That's what it means. When you make it and you extend it, that's the problem.
Even today, I mean, I don't know what they did then. I mean, today, generally speaking, even if all you're doing it is to lahotzi, the pus, you would want to make it wide so that it won't close. So that could be that he's ushering that, even if the intent is not to make it so wide that you're going to, you know, put medicine in. But you don't need to, you know, if all you're trying to do is just get out more pus, you open it up a little bit, but it you don't care that it's going to reclose. So it seems to be that he's being mantra with that, because you're not being makam apatish, because you're not doing a full fledged opening.
Right, that's a good point. Mimena halecha petes. Affiliation dam gam kein shama im alecha muti, even though there's blood inside with the pus. There's a dam alecha shakana sham ein ba mishum chabura. The blood in the pus, which is coming out already, has been removed. It's not attached to the body anymore. It's not called making a halachic wound when you remove it. You can't press to get out new blood. That's, you know, will help with the by pressing, the new blood will wash away the old that you can't do. Reza Mutter, he said, just to get the lecha out, that's Mutter. Baba Gav the Mela Nasa Pesach, you have an opening. Malachas and Sikhla Gufa, it's a Malachas and Sikhla Gufa, Bahabi the Rabbanon, and Malachas and Sikhla Gozu. We're a matter of the Malacha of making this Pesach, not for that purpose. Phil Mother Malachas and Sikhla Gufa is Chayev. Rehu doesn't argue this Malacha. And the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, not since the Kufa is Chayim. He still paskins this case as Mutter. So how does he understand that? Kami Yeshlom, the Kishoy Zerak, Lohut Zilecho, Eino Gemar Malacha, V'ef Shalobo L'Deichi of Makabat. It's not Moshe Nesu L'Gufa. The Malacha is making a usable opening which is made for going in and going out. You didn't do that at all. So you didn't do the Malacha before. So that's not going to be Kosser. So we're going to hold the Milvish Mishabura, but Sifkat and Sadi.